Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All I know is the part. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time it, leave it feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support my friend, I want me each hope, and my aim, if you send it out, I won't, this is your daughter, you're a supporter, taking the Jesus, I'm a supporter.
So me in the grave, that girl is a corpse. On this side is different, for kingdom we stand. We tryna get souls, not tryna get bands. We tryna be whole, go ahead, keep your man. My life got his promise, my life got his hands. When you see Jesus, you see it all new. When you get Jesus, he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020 and Aunt can't relate. Are you in good hands, supporting all safe? One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
I am exclusive, I am a king.
Magnificence, your grace. Cumulus clouds can't contemplate the glare from the sun, a mere ray compared to the glory of God, overshadowing all the heavens and the earth. The thickness of your glory so effervescent Moses could barely see the back of you, lest he perish. Your glory consumes the minds of those that prophesied from the beginning. The desire to see it is overwhelming. Yet that same glory, if seen, would burn out eyeballs, catapult the human soul to another existence, a secret dimension only Jesus could survive. Your glory, the excellence and dedication that abounds in your soul, the immaculate craftsmanship of the earth, formulated mathematically, impeccable visibly, molded structure constructed flawlessly anatomically, your glory. The perfection pressed towards the mark for, but can never reach until we open heaven's door. Your glory, the signs that we selfishly seek from the sun, the astrological imitation weak, your glory. The same things these kings sloppily tried to bring to their hirelings, wanting praise, adulation, and to be a god, striving for vainglory against all odds. Your glory. The wondrous water washed the dirty robe that Joshua was clothed, making it white as snow, allowing him to confidently walk in your shadow, despite his sinful nature and fall from grace that separated him from you in the first place. Your glory. The transfiguration that resurrected two figures, two of the greatest prophets written in biblical literature, sharing shuttered secrets, words only spoken to these devotees, granting one last conversation that couldn't be recorded. This moment, a culmination of ministries assigned to come to the apostles of the glory that they could share if they stayed connected, loyal, and aware. Your glory, power, expression of your Holy Spirit, the sweet small voice speaking strange tongues from the sky, clothed in fire, burning the breach between man and God. Your glory, the outward projection of heaven, accepting persecution to our flesh, faithfully seek that same metamorphosis. Your glory, transcribed by men of all categories, knowing their worship was to someone greater than themselves, the higher purpose, true calling, fulfilling their life's worthiness, internal work for eternal reflection, giving way to internal subjection. Your glory. Your glory.
One of my prayers in times I'm lost, I feel like you ain't even there. Like, where did you go? Where can you be? My spirit's in need. It's getting harder for me to hold to what I believe. Masking the pain, smiles hiding inner tears, feeling all the weight of the size of all my inner fears. And there are things that I'll never let go, that only add to the volume of my flesh as it echoes up and deep, like an 808, feeling all the vibes that drown out my way of escape, making me believe the lies that this is just what I need and I can do as I please. No matter how many times you tell me I could be free, in the moment that I'm feeding my flesh, see, I don't care about the mess or how dirty I get. God, I'm sorry that I keep saying sorry and asking for forgiveness like your grace is limitless. Wait, isn't it? Isn't it said in the scriptures that in the ages to come, you'll show the deny or throw away what you invested in me. You saw the best in me. When I didn't see it myself, you kept loving me. Being my ever-present help, indeed, you give me so many reasons to thank you. The testimony I give will serve as my breakthrough. Take you with me as I break them in two. Talking about the chain on me, I can't do it without you. I need you in my life, need you by my side, need you as my comfort. That means I need you as my guide, my God. I just can't say it enough, my God. Even if I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't give you everything you deserve. But I'll give you every bit of me, you know that's my worth. And I'm hoping that you see it in my spirit. All the love and joy deep within me, I pray that you feel it, my God.
Good morning, KS Radio Show family, KS Nation supporters, and everybody who wants to continue to show love on today. It's been a crazy week. Thursday night, Friday night, and now Saturday morning. I got the homie Caleb Williams from Clear His Radio here with me on today. And I met him this past October at the Hustle Pray Eve conference. So shout out to everybody who helped put on that conference, make it a success that it was. And as you know, they are having a second conference this upcoming, I want to say September or October. But he's here with me on today. Caleb, man, how you feeling, bro? How you feeling on this Saturday morning, man?
Man, I am blessed. Thanks so much for having me. Can't wait for the Hustle, Pray, Eat conference again. It was a blessing just to not just be there, but to hear all the amazing speakers and classes. I'm really looking forward to being there again.
So, again, welcome to the show. I would be dismissed if I didn't give you a round of applause for joining me on today. So let's get to this hand clap, and then we can get to this interview. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how was your Friday night? Did you get you some breakfast or anything? Are you ready?
Yeah, man. Yeah, so Friday night was good. Helped my wife with, she's a teacher in junior high, so they had a school dance, so helped out with that. Then went and watched my Timberwolves blow another double-digit lead to to the Grizzlies to lose and not advance in the playoffs, but still a great series. And then yeah, this morning had some breakfast, some coffee, and now I'm here with you, man. It's been a great Saturday morning, and always love listening to great music and talking to friends on Saturdays, man. So thanks so much for having me.
Hey, man. Well, again, man, I'm honored to have you. I did catch some of that game last night, and that boy, what's his name? Ja Morant, number 12.
Dude.
From the Grizzlies, he's something else, man. I ain't never seen nobody ball like him. Yeah, he's definitely next level. So I enjoyed
Chicago,
the little bit of the game. Wow, he's from Chicago?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I'm from Chicago. So he reminds me
of
the young Derrick Rose. He reminds me like Derrick Rose with a shot. So, I mean, he's nice. So can't be too upset. But, yeah, man.
Gotcha. Well,
yeah.
I definitely enjoyed what I was watching last night. It's maybe my second time seeing him in action like that. So I enjoyed that fourth quarter that I did watch. I do want to give a big shout-out to Daniel Anthony. We kicked off the show with his two songs, The Poetry called Forward by Trav the Poet, and then it transitioned into his song called Glory, and he's listening live right now. So shout out to the homie Daniel Anthony. Definitely check out his project called Book One, Glory. It released on April 15th. It's on all digital platforms, so thank you for your support, bro. We're going to go ahead and get into this interview. Caleb, I know that you okay, so I don't know what your position is at Clear His Radio, but I do know that you are a part of it. So can you elaborate a little more on your testimony and how you came to Clear His Radio?
Absolutely. So let's see. It's about 15 years ago now. I grew up as a PK, pastor's kid. My dad was an inner city youth pastor. Grew up in neighborhoods that throughout Chicagoland where there was a hunger for Christ, and he created a youth group that just built an amazing culture on celebrating both Christianity and hip hop. Even though I didn't know much about Christian hip hop then, it was, you know, late 80s, early 90s when that really all started taking off. But I grew up with, like, you know, Run DMC, and then it evolved to like Wu-Tang, Eminem. And as a teenager, I kind of walked away from my faith and just started investing more and more into the lyrics that I was listening to. And by that, I mean, I started speaking like the songs that I was listening to. So I got really good at verbally bullying people. You know, I am 6'1", played basketball to an extent. And, you know, I was really good at my defense was more trash talking than actually defending, because I wasn't good at that part. Later on in life, I found myself kind of stepping away, and my dad and I actually got into a really bad fight when I was like 21. A big shouting match, and I've never really spoke to my parents like I spoke to other people. And that day I just kind of let things loose, and I've never seen, my dad was the toughest man I ever knew. I've never seen him cry. And that day he just told me that what I told him was the meanest thing anybody could ever say to him. And he just started bawling, and he actually like left the room. And so after that, the Holy Spirit really convicted me, where I actually started crying for what I told my father. And it got to the point where my parents actually asked if I needed to go to the hospital, because it was crying nonstop. I could not stop crying for about 3.5 hours. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And after a while, I got a chance just to sit down with my father and apologize and really mend that relationship. But at the end of that reconciliation that night, he kind of laid it out like, what do I believe? And he's like, not what do your parents believe, but what do you believe? And I recommitted my life to Christ. And after that, I asked God if there's such a thing as Christian hip hop to introduce it to me. And, you know, I didn't know this at the time, but Chicago in the 2010s was a pretty big hotbed for Christian hip hop. So I got connected with Kareem Manuel, Gemstones, Alert 312 from Humble Beast. You know, just God started putting these people in my life that I didn't know why, but, you know, they started really investing in me through their music, through our conversations. And at the time, too, I was going to school for radio. So while my dad was battling some major health battles near the end of his life, he challenged me to start playing these artists on radio, and I had no radio station. So I just started getting involved in radio for my career. It started out in sports. I called basketball games throughout Chicagoland at the United Center, through to high school arenas. Wherever I could get an opportunity to freelance and call games, I would do it. And then I got into Christian music, traditional Christian music, and I saw what Christian music was doing well, but also like how I would change things if it was Christian hip hop. So during the pandemic, I got let go from the Christian radio station that I was working at. And after prayer and consulting with mentors and some of the artists, I launched Clear Hits Radio. So I am the founder and owner of Clear Hits Radio. My technical term, as we are a nonprofit, is I'm the president of Clear Hits Radio. But I really don't like that title. I'm just, so almost 2 years ago, I launched Clear Hits Radio. We're now an exclusive iHeart radio station, as well as a cell phone app where you can listen to Christian hip hop 24/7. And, that's my story of God's faithfulness and using Christian hip hop to save my life.
Wow, bro. That's amazing, man. A lot of people, whether, you know, in the faith or, you know, outside of the faith, we always have this burning desire inside of us that we don't chase. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, people have, you know, prophesied over us or prayed over us, and we just don't have that confidence to chase that burning desire inside of us. But with you, it was the opposite. Yeah. You had got let go from this station, and you was like, okay, so what's next? I still love music. I still love Christian hip-hop. How can I use this? And, you know, you started your own station, and now we have Clear Hits Radio, all because of you and your passion for music and Jesus and, you know, the artists that you've connected with for many, many years. So that's amazing, bro. And I want to give you a hand clap of praise again for, you know, just desiring to do something so outside the box. Yeah.
That's to God. All of it. Man, when people found out that I was launching a radio station in the middle of a pandemic with no job, it was seriously just following what God was calling us to. It's been a blessing.
So with you being the founder and president of Clear Hits Radio, how many people are on your team? I know you have shows that come on every day, but like who else is a part of Clear Hits Radio?
Yeah, so Clear Hits Radio is all volunteer run. So a lot of the people that are helping out, I really wanted to make sure that it wasn't just excellent radio, it was excellent media. So I have, and diverse. So I have Shantae, who does amazing social media. And I've been pushing for her to actually pursue a social media career other than just volunteering. If I could hire one person, I would hire Shantae. But then also I have Yen Chen, who does videos. If you go onto our YouTube channel, Byron Wu released a exclusive music video through Clear Hits. He shot that video. And then I have Kang Cha, who is an amazing graphic designer, who has done a lot of graphic designs for our station, a lot of our shirts. And all of that are from King Cha. And then I have Pazu, who is kind of, how do I say this? She's kind of like my music scout. She's the one who just, I'm so busy. That's why I love your show, man. And I love Pazu because she just introduces me to new artists, new songs, things that I wish I had the time to listen to, but I don't always have the time to listen to every song that gets sent to me. Mm-hmm. So she does that. And then my wife, Carissa, she's the MC. So she brings the attitude and spunkiness and fun to live events when we're on stage, and really helps me build confidence when we're out there on stage. So that's our team. We also have some outside help too. There's Chris and Brittany, who run an amazing organization called God's Purpose Apparel. And they believe in our mission, and they make all of our gear, and they're amazing.
Wow.
You met at the Hustle Pray Eat conference.
At the conference. Yes, so, I did.
Yep. And so he's actually just an artist, a local artist. And again, mm-hmm. he helps me with music too. And he holds me accountable to what we're doing. If it's number one, biblical, he's a pastor. So number one, what we're doing is biblical. And number two, is it a part of the culture? You know, Christian hip hop is its own culture, and he understands it better than anybody, better than myself. So it's been great to have him on and be like, yo, like, we should pivot this way or things like that. So it's been great to have that team.
Gotcha. Caleb, man, are you ready for some music, bro?
Let's play some music.
All right, man. I know I got the homie B Price from Atlanta listening live right now, so we're going to go ahead and get into his song called Holy Ghost Working, because the Holy Ghost works in all of our lives, and he's working on this Saturday morning. He's giving us strength. He's woken us up. He has awakened us, and we're just here to do his bidding. We want to go ahead and get into this song. And if you enjoy turn-up music, then this is definitely the song that needs to be added to your playlist. Shout out to homie B Price listening from Atlanta, man. Here is Holy Ghost Working, live and exclusive on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. We got more with the homie Kayla Williams up next. Let's get it. Let's go.
On the devil on purpose, sending some free blessings are falling on me. We turning up in the service, shaking them off. Stronghold, we breaking them off. Burners, we taking them off. Saving the loss. Boy, you can't play with a boss. You know we dripping this sauce. Every day we on a mission. Saving souls out the trenches. I'm a historian of words. Hiding fresh out of the kitchen. Going so hard, I'm relentless. Filled with the Holy Ghost kidney. Submit to the Lord, no resistance. When we winning, you better get with it. Dang. Turn on the devil on purpose. Change. We turning up in the service. After the Holy Ghost working. 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 Stand tall. Turn on the devil on purpose. Change. We turning up in the service. After the Holy Ghost working. 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 Spreading the word through the city. Whole congregation with me. When we gon' turn up for Christ. Showing the devil no pity. I keep the word of my life. The enemy wanna come get me. But God got me shining too bright. So the darkness cannot even tempt me. Spreading the word across the nation. Saving souls, my occupation. I am not worried about haters. I see through it with no hesitation. Got my Bible right beside me. Holy Spirit got me preaching, this my hobby. Got the word of God inside me flowing through my body. Jesus know he got me. Turn on the devil on purpose. Change. We turning up in the service. After the Holy Ghost working. 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 Stand tall. Turn on the devil on purpose. Change. We turning up in the service. After the Holy Ghost working. After the Holy Ghost working. After the Holy Ghost working. After the Holy Ghost working.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
All right, y'all, man. Up next, we got something brand new from North Carolina's own Bria Mouth. This is her newest song called Spicy. So for all of y'all that enjoy female MCs, y'all gonna enjoy this one. Bria Mouth, Spicy. Let's get it.
It's like what Whitney said. There'll never be another Risa. There will never be another Barbara. There won't be another me. You know what I mean? So everybody has to have their own.
Way too many reaches, all of the position. You'll never get Joe's trying to be on my mission. Hey, spicy, coming in hot. Kingdom on the rise, love, no stop. Got you with the sweat, press, press. We the threat, we ain't taking disrespect. This that get your check, right? Go, tryna block the king, that's a no. It's a move that they really don't want. It's a move that they cannot control. Spicy. Oh, faking fried rappers wanna box me out. I'm nice with the hands, pray and fade you out. Respect on his name, make you sound it out. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Ugh. Spicy, happen. Draco, action, yeah, nonstop. Lock in, it's over. Hey, I'm way too spicy, coming in hot. I'm way too spicy, coming in hot. Spicy, it's a move, move, move. It's a move. A lot of y'all follow my lead. Let's see if y'all follow me to the king. Way too many reaching, all out of position. You'll never get Joe trying to be on my mission. Hey, spicy, coming in hot. The one to mess with, not really called by God. Thought you want me in my side, but you planted for the heart. We would happen when the streets meet the cross, that's a go. Thought you played a god, that's a no. Break down in this mantle, that's a go. Elevate the king, take oh. Spicy, spicy, oh. Rap, rap, wishing they could box me out. Easy with the threat, thank the life you bow. Pregnant, then I preach after I work you out. It ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Spicy, spicy, happen. Draco, action, yeah, nonstop. Lock in, it's over. Hey, I'm way too spicy, I'm coming in. I'm way too spicy, I'm coming in. Spicy, spicy, it's a move, 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 it's a move.
Checkmate.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, J Nib, right out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm coming to you to let you know you already tuned in to the best station in the nation. It's the KS Radio Show. So make sure you stay tuned in for exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man. We back again, man. That was the brand new Bria Mouth with Spicy. It is available on all digital platforms right now. I'm hanging out with my guest, my homie, Caleb Williams from Clear His Radio. Caleb, man, did you enjoy that B Price and that Bria Mouth?
Yeah, that was fire, man. That was great.
Amen. Well, like you heard in the commercial, we do birthday shout-outs. So I'm sure you've already told us who's a part of the team, but do you have any personal shout-outs that you would like to give today?
Yeah, shout-out to, my nephew, Dino, Sergio Jr. He is turning 3 this week. So shout out to him. He loves listening to Christian hip hop and dancing to it. Shout out to my brother, Ben. He is, he's my best friend. He's turning another year older. I don't want to say his age. Another year older this week as well. And shout out to my family. You know, I got Becca, Sergio, Heidi, Hannah, my mom. My mom doesn't even like Christian hip hop, but man, she's at every event supporting me and working those promotional tables. So shout out to all of them. Shout out to the Mission Church in Appleton, Wisconsin for hosting events for us. Shout out to Breakthrough Covenant Church in Appleton for financially supporting Clear Hits Radio. Shout out to God's Purpose Apparel again. They've supported us above and beyond as well. So yeah, thank you to the community. And thank you to you, man. I just am so grateful for you.
Hey, man. Well, I'm grateful for you as well. I have two shout outs today. Another radio personality that I know, his name is Wayne. His birthday is today. Wayne has been out of the scene for maybe about a month, so he's taking a social media break from the radio and everything. And it's good to take a break so you can refresh, refocus, and figure out what God, what direction he wants you to go in next. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my 5-year-old son, who is he loves his dad and Tristan. He loves the music. He loves going places with me. He loves to even have his own shout-out. So if I don't give him a shout-out, he's going to ask me about it. So I give him a shout-out every time I'm live. So shout-out to my son,
love
Tristan.
It.
And shout-out to
you. Is he the one that
well
goes to car shows with you?
Yes, he is. He goes to every car show. When I pick him up,
I love it.
He doesn't even say hi, Daddy. He just says, "Is there a concert or a car show?" That's his hello to me. He doesn't even say hello. He hugs me and he says, "Is there a car show?"
I love it.
So he enjoys the car shows as well as the concerts. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, he has been going to concerts since he was born. So you can see him bouncing around, doing a sound check, doing a concert, playing with another baby at a concert. He loves the music scene. And here in Cincinnati, the artists that we know through the radio show or just through networking, they treat him like a son. So I can't do anything but smile on that. And I'm grateful for those relationships because I have a vision that I could, like, invite these people for his graduation when he gets 18 or whatever. So I'm thankful for those relationships and the bonds that he has with them at an early age right now. And he's going to be with me later on at the open mic that Big Steve is doing. We did an award show last year in September where I won the Best Radio Personality Award, and he gave away some other awards. So today we're having auditions for the award show as well as an open mic. So it's like two events in one. And that starts at 6 o'clock tonight here in Cincinnati. For those who are listening in the tri-state area, if you are in Kentucky or Ohio or you know, Dayton, if you guys want to come out, we're starting at 6 o'clock. The address is 745 Derby Avenue. And Octavia Jordan, Tavis Owebe, who's here visiting with me in Cincinnati, we were supposed to shoot a music video, but the artist canceled, so he's going to make the video at another time. But while she's here, I want to show her the best parts of Cincinnati, and, you know, this is a free event tonight, so, you know, why not? So she's going to have a chance to minister for her first time ever at this event, and she's from Fort Myers, Florida. So I'm glad to have her in town tonight, and we're going to go live from her page so her family, who's not here, they can still have the same experience as we will tonight at 6 o'clock. And I don't know how long the event is going to be. I know open mics sometimes they can go, you know, over the time limit, but I'm excited to see who's going to come out, poets, singers, choirs, dancers, rappers. It's gonna be an amazing event. And anytime Big Steve puts on an event, the whole city comes out. So I'm looking forward to tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out, what the turnout's going to be, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just excited for music. So I can't wait.
Yeah, man. Like, can you post some stuff on Instagram Live or anything? I wish I could drive there and be there. Sounds amazing.
I would definitely do that. I would definitely do that. Big Steve wants me to judge, whatever that means. I've never judged an open mic, so I don't know what's going on. So I'm excited to be in the building. So he called me yesterday while we was at Dave & Buster's with Tristan, because he had a great day at school. So he said, "Bro, can you judge tomorrow?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever that means. I'm gonna be in the building." So
I love it.
I love the homie Big Steve, man. Shout out to him, always looking out for me, man. Always looking out for me. So Caleb,
man.
With 2022 being here, I know you being, you know, founder of Clear Hits Radio, and you got a whole team behind you. What are your goals this summer, or, you know, for this year for Clear Hits Radio?
Yeah, so Clear Hits is still really, really young. And we, like, if we were looking at it as a child, it's not even 2 years old. So I think right now we're still working on letting people know that we're here, you know, especially in Wisconsin. Which is where we're located. We're right by Lambeau Field. It's just Christian. The concept of Christian hip hop is still very, very new. So it's just letting people know that it's here, that it's high quality music. I think you can say that as well. Just the level of creativity and quality of music that's come out in the last couple of years, especially, I think, during the pandemic, I think a lot of artists just stepped up their creativity and skills. And I think we're going to see an amazing, amazing growth in Christian hip hop in this decade. And so we're letting people know that it's here. We love live events. We love putting on live events in Wisconsin. We also partner with a lot of events. So we'll be at this event called Life Fest in Oshkosh. It is one of the biggest Christian events in the country. And they reached out to us to help them build a lineup of Christian hip hop artists. So at Life Fest, we have coming in, we have KB, we have Social Club Misfits, we have Zonti, we have, I'm trying to remember everybody. We have a lot of people coming in, but those are like the three big headlines. We have local guys like Sansone coming up from Chicago. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a packed house. We're also giving away an Xbox Series S at the event. We're hoping to see a big crowd in the Christian hip hop area of this event. This festival averages about 30,000 people a day. So we're trying to fill up the Christian hip hop stage, and hopefully we'll see some amazing growth each year from the Christian hip hop stage. So there's that. I think also what I want to see grow is just the quality of broadcast that we hold, that we have on our station. Content creation is huge still. I'm learning about TikTok still and Instagram lives and all of those things, just really trying to get into those and finding time for them. And
that could be a struggle.
It is. And then also just trying to find supporters financially. So we have big dreams of not just being a radio station, but we want to be a mentorship group in in our area of Wisconsin where kids can come, learn how to podcast, learn how to write poetry or rap, record songs. We want to have a building big enough to have that, as well as host our own live events. And so we're going to be starting a fundraiser, and we're praying that God honors that. We don't know if it's going to be in a year, in 2 years or whatever. We're just going to keep on trusting God with that vision that he's given us. And we believe eventually we'll be able to be this ministry where we can help kids discover their voice. And like my testimony, discover the power of words and how God spoke the world into existence. So it's when you think about words, that they have the power to create, the power to build, all of that. And they also have the power to destroy. So we want to help kids understand that. We want to help them through the music that they hear on our station. But also we want to help them understand that their voice matters and what they have to say matters. So we'll be trying to launch a whole ministry based on that in the coming years.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm always excited to hear about what my friends are doing and, you know, how I can support it any way that I can. And it sounds like you guys are definitely on the right path to impacting the youth, doing things for the culture of Christian hip hop and, you know, just impacting people in general. I love it, bro. I love it. It's very rare that I get a chance to interview or even sit down and talk to, you know, a radio personality, like a founder of a station. So I'm really honored and, you know, to have this access granted in this way to, you know, hear it first, because, you know, I haven't seen it on social media or anything like that. So I'm happy that is a part of your goal system. And I can't wait to see you guys push it out and, you know, just let the public eat it up, because it's for the public. It's for the people. And you want to impact the youth while they're here, as well as the adults and, you know, the children as well. So I'm excited for you. If nobody else is excited for you, I am excited for you.
I appreciate that, man. There are days where, and I'm sure you've experienced this, where there's days where you're so excited about what God's doing. And then it could be just the next day be like, all right, I know your timing's perfect, but is it coming soon? Like, so there are days where God is definitely teaching me patience and just all of that. But yeah, man, it's exciting. And we'll see what he does. I think it's going to be something really cool what he's going to do up here.
Amen. Well, KS Nation, KS Radio Show family, you know, I'm hanging out with the homie Kayla Williams from Clear His Radio. If you guys have any questions and if you want to dial in, you can dial 914-205-471 while he's here. I always offer the services to open up the phone lines so you guys could get a chance to speak with the guests, maybe ask a question, maybe get feedback, because in my eyes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because you don't know if they're going to come back and do another interview or if they're coming to your city. So while they're here live, you definitely want to chime in and tap in with them and, you know, ask some questions or whatever, so you could, you know, stay up to date with them. And, again, in my opinion, these are my opinions only, that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you don't want to turn down any once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, because they don't come around often. Amen. But Kayla Williams is here, you guys. If you are on the line, you can just press the number one key to be live. If not, that's okay, because KS, I got all the questions that you want to ask anyway. But we're going to go ahead and get into some music. At the Husker Bear E-Conference back in October when we met, I got a chance to meet a lot of people for the first time. And one of the people that I met for the first time, one of the persons I met, Quis. I have been rocking with Quis since maybe 2017, and to meet him last year was a definite highlight of my year. And we got his song coming up next. This is a Queese with Step Out featuring Grand Rapids' own Edify, both from the Edge Missionary Church. And I can't wait for you guys to hear this song. Anyway, here is Queese with Step Out. We got more with the homie Kayla Williams from Clear His Radio up next. Y'all keep it locked, man. Queese Music. Step Out. Check it out.
Hey, this your boy Queese, man, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Shaking anyway. See my future, but I'm stuck in all my ways. Getting hopeless, but creation's in my head. Gotta get it, body, 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 body. And I point the tech to my flesh. Yeah, and if I ever fail, at least I finish the test. I know so many won't attempt it, they don't live what they said. Yeah, ooh, ooh, give me some room. I'm gonna grow, I'm gonna bloom. Living the truth, you gotta move. If it ain't healthy, I will not control.
I'm trying to find a way out. Gotta walk the streets out. Time to live it out now. Gotta give up my dough, yeah.
Yeah, it's rocky, but I'm shaking anyway. See my future, but I'm stuck in all my way.
Unity, never give up, but we'll win every time.
Gotta walk it out now, living out your best life, yeah.
Yeah, rocky, but I'm shaking anyway. See my future, but I'm stuck in all my way. Getting hopeless, but creation's in my head, yeah. Gotta get it, body, 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 yeah. Hey, step out, step out.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, But see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death, the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks. So I need answers. Cause if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Cause you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope. And this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know. And it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided. Because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
All right, y'all, man. We are back again, man. That was Queese with Step Out featuring Edify. One of his newest tracks, and he also has a video to that song. You are on YouTube, or if you love surfing YouTube for music videos, that is one song that you definitely need to add into your playlist. And hopefully you guys enjoyed that verse by Edify, because that's who was the feature artist on that song as well. And then after that, I played the clip, the answer clip by my good friend from California, Million, specifically that came out in 2020 about the pandemic. George Floyd and just, you know, him releasing his heart over, you know, what the current events was. So I enjoyed it. I don't know if it was a spoken word piece, but it's definitely moving. And I enjoyed it. Hope you guys did too. Kayla Williams is here from Clear His Radio. He is the founder of Clear His Radio. It's been about 2 years since he started. So like he said, it's still in the baby stages, so to speak. But he is making moves upon moves upon moves. Kayla, man, are you enjoying yourself today, bro?
I am. It has been a great way to start my day. I'm just really enjoying the music and always a conversation with you, man. It's always a great way to start the day.
Hey, amen. So with you being, you know, the founder, how can people, you know, if they want to get a hold of you on social media, how can they get a hold of you, you know, as the founder, if they want to, you know, maybe do business, maybe partner with you, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Yeah, there's two ways. So reaching out to us on social at Clear Hits Radio. That's all of our socials is at Clear Hits Radio. You could also just reach out to me personally on social. All of my handles are Caleb on Air 1, C-A-L-E-B, on Air 1, and send me a message that way. Email contact@clearhitsradio.com. contact@clearhitsradio.com. You can send me messages, and I love getting messages of aspiring artists or independent artists who have songs and really sharing them with the team as we build our playlist rotation.
Hey, man, so do you guys hold, like, team meetings specifically for the new music that you got this week or this month and try to figure out where it's going to be in?
Yes and no. So I don't know if I would call them, like, team meetings, but, like, we all have open, like, text line through Facebook Messenger where when we hear a song, whether it be indie or somebody on a label that meets our criteria for music that we play, then we send a link or an MP3 of it via email and listen to it and take it in for consideration. So it's not so much a meeting, but it's just always an open line kind of thing where daily we have new music that we listen to. And we talk about it. And then I even have some artists that I reach out to, like, for instance, so Sansone, when somebody sent me his stuff, they're like, yeah, he's from Chicago. I'm like, I've never heard of him. Like he's from Chicago. Like, I've never heard of him. And,
right.
And so I reached out to my guy Three, and I reached out to Rapture, shout out Rapture. And I was just like, yo, have you heard of this guy? He's claiming to be from Chicago. And,
not claiming.
And both of them were like, I sent him a song and they're like, no, but he's dope. Like, so they were like, they're like, no, but we like his stuff. So reached out more and, So it's shout out to Dre and Three and Rapture, just getting me connected with this aspiring artist last year from Chicago. He ended up stealing the show from Holvey, man, when he performed at our Holvey show. And now he's going to be at Life Fest at this big music venue. So he's going to be it's a unique flow, you know, it's not a traditional, like, but it works. He does it well. And, I'm excited to see what he does. And so that's how, like, we determine music. At conferences, mm-hmm. there were artists that I had never heard of because I'm not from the Grand Rapids area or mm-hmm. really over there. So I got introduced to, George Moss invited me because George is always the MC at Life Fest. Mm-hmm. And so when I was there, I got introduced to Edify, Keith, Joe Brown. Man, there's so many of them.
It was a lot of artists.
One more,
I'm not going to lie. Those two nights, it was a lot of artists.
Yeah, Kiwi, Kiwi Morse. Shout out to my guy, Hector Dominguez. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Hector actually also designed the Clear Hits logo. So shout out to Hector. He's originally from Chicago. We went to rival high schools, actually, we found out. Just so many artists. And Hector introduced me to some while I was in Grand Rapids. And George introduced me to some. So, it's always awesome when you have these connections. You know that they hold a high standard to music. If there's a song, I could reach out to you and be like, what are your thoughts? You know?
Yep.
Or you've sent me stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, you should really consider this. And I appreciate that because, of that standard. So reaching out to those people, there have been times where we've had to say no or not have been, there's been a lot of times. And it's just hard because, when you're new, you have to make sure that your image is reflected in your, or the music reflects how you claim your music is. So our slogan is real music for real people. So mm-hmm. we're not afraid to talk about, Christianity isn't a cakewalk. So we have artists that talk about real struggles, whether it be current or past, or talking about drug use or sex addiction or things like that they talk about. But at the same time, we're unabashedly proclaiming in the redemption process and grace and mercy that only Jesus can offer. So real music for real people is, we're going to talk about that because that's very real. We're not afraid to talk about that. And so when it comes to the music, we're looking for that. And so sometimes when you get a submission, I might reach out to the artist and be like, hey, can you tell me a little bit more? What was your perspective or inspiration for this song? Just so that I can better understand it. And sometimes I have to be like, that's cool, but it's just not where we're at right now. So there's some no's, but more than often there's a lot of yeses. And Joe Brown just released a song this past week. What was it?
Light Up the Darkness or something.
Light Up the Darkness, man. Yeah. He sent that to me and I was just like, whoa, this is fire. That was an instant ad. But sometimes it just takes a while, and I'm grateful for the artists in our community that have that patience, because as much as I would like to add 50 songs a week, that's really time consuming. So, that's the process of how we choose music, man. Really long answer.
Well,
I apologize.
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. When you're here, man, the floor is yours. I just pay for the time. That's all. The floor is yours. I always want the guests to get whatever's on their heart off of it, because that's what makes you as a person. That's what makes you relatable. That's what makes people want to, you know, follow you on the gram because they heard the interview. So I'm glad that you're here sharing your heart, even if it is an extended answer. We got 30 minutes. They could take your time. You feel me? So anyway, that was an excellent answer because a lot of people, I get submissions and music from like gospel artists. And I'm like, you know, I really love Christian hip hop. And some songs, they resonate with me. And then some songs, I'm like, what are you talking about right now? So it doesn't fit the criteria or the format of the show. But I know a station or a couple other platforms that can use this music. So it's not a yes, I'm going to put you in rotation on my show. But it's, you know, it's not a no that denies your craft and, you know, the time that you have spent making these lyrics, writing them down, getting in the studio, getting it recorded. So, you know, it's a yes and no, so to speak. And, you know, I'm always willing to share music. You already know that. So, but speaking of music, you know, I interviewed the homie Dupre last night. Dupre is a Cincinnati native, and he just dropped his first project yesterday called Whatever It Takes. Shout out to Dupre, husband, father, artist, and I have one of his songs in queue on today that's not on the playlist. So, you know, every now and then I got to, you know, go left to keep people on their toes. So we're going to go ahead and get into some Dupre right now. This is called High Stakes. And I ended the show last night with this song. And, Caleb, I'm hoping that you are going to enjoy this track. Here is Dupre featuring Reborn with High Stakes. Check it out.
Whatever it takes. FTL. Ooh, these high stakes, yeah. I just told the devil that he better know his place. Boy, I'm on the way if you can stay up out my face. God gon' make a way out, I don't play about making plays. Tapped in with the king, I balance, stay up on my face. That way my provider and my plug, I'm touching base. That means I'm connected, that don't mean I'm moving weight. Pull up like I'm Dame, I'ma be the trailblazer. I'm in my lane, Indiana, moving at his pace. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, but still a race. I tried to keep it brief, but now I'm really on your case. But I was out there trapping with the shakers and the movers. I try to tell them there is only one way to maneuver. Cash play with they soul like Puma. Talking tough on the internet. Treat your name like a favor boy. I tell them don't mention it. We don't need another album from you. We don't need no more businesses. One day you gon' see the judge and he gon' ask you where your witness is. Like where your witness? When you stand before God, who gon' be by your side, huh? Ooh, these high stakes, yeah. I just told the devil that he better know his place. Boy, I'm on the way if you can stay up out my face. God gon' make a way out, I don't play about making plays. Captain with the king, I bow and stay up on my face.
Oh, let me get it. Yeah, look. These high stakes, the time is now, so why wait every day? I'm in his will and seek his face, you want the clout, oh that's too bad, that's not the way to elevate. You must be humble and know your place. Applying the pressure is all that I do, I'm killing the flesh, my fruit is the proof. I'm full of the spirit when I'm in the booth. He gave me the water, I give him the juice, he gave me the game. I'm running the plays, I stay in the book cause it never changed. I'm covered in blood, it run through my veins, I didn't look back, I wasn't the same. God as my witness, every day I'm getting stronger on my LA fitness. And the word is God breathed, not a man's opinion. And I ain't going back and forth unless we playing tennis.
Ooh,
in the
high stakes, yeah. I just told the devil that he better know his place. Boy, I'm on the way if you can stay up out my face. God gon' make a way out, I don't play about making plays. Captain with the king, I bow and stay up on my face.
I better learn how to talk to the devil and tell him to stay in this place. Now you got to talk to the devil with authority, man. Otherwise, he's just going to overtake your life or at least try to anyway. That was the brand new Dupre. featuring Reborn with Half Faith off of that Whatever It Takes EP that just Caleb Williams from Clear His Radio. Caleb, man, what you think about that track?
That was fire. Can I get that copy? Like, I got to remember
yes,
that
you
name.
Can.
I pray.
I will send it over right now. For real.
Yeah,
he sent me over the whole EP, so I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to send you the whole EP. All MP3s.
Dude, if he's listening, tell him I'm going to remember that name. I'm going to remember his name, man. That was fire. That thing, oh, my goodness. I was rocking out. Woke my dog up.
Yeah. Well, Caleb, man, are you enjoying yourself on this Saturday morning on the KS Radio Show?
I am. I'm on my second cup of coffee, but I'm doing well.
Amen. So I got a text message while we were talking, and Daniel Anthony, I played his song called Glory earlier in the show. It actually kicked off the show. Daniel texted me, and he told me that he was going to follow you on the gram. So if you get a new follower, just know it's from Daniel Anthony. I think his name is I Am D. Anthony or something, or I'm D. Anthony, something along those lines. So he just released a project on April 15th called Book One, Glory. And it's about, I think it's about 8 tracks. I could be wrong, but all of them. For him to be a singer, I enjoy his music. And he loves his wife.
Yeah.
So I'll rock out with the homie. And, you know, he's always welcome here on the KS Radio Show. So he wanted me to tell you that he was going to follow you on the gram.
I appreciate that so much. I really enjoyed his music too. Tell him to send his music my way too. So again, like, I think that's what really makes us stand out compared to other like nationwide CHH stations is we're not just Reach Records, you know, we're not just all these
right.
major record labels. Like we want to show love to the indie artists, to the aspiring artists, you know, that might be on a smaller record label. Like we want to show y'all love. So if you love Jesus and you can rap, like, send us your stuff. Contact at clearhitsradio.com.
Amen. And it make sure it's MP3s, y'all, because we have a hard time converting them.
Yes. And so it's MP3s would be great.
For real. Like cash in my hand. That's what an MP3 is. It's cash in my hand. I can use it right here, right now.
And I know that waves, you know, have better quality sound, but there's actually some things for internet radio rules that you have to follow, and we can only play MP3s on our station. So
very true.
MP3s would be great. Yep.
Very true. So, Caleb, with 10 more minutes left into the show, I want you as a guest. I didn't have a chance to do this last night or this week, but usually I ask my guests to pick a song from the playlist that they really want to hear. And I want you to pray us out. But before you pray us out, I want you to choose a song from the playlist, and that's going to be the last song we're going to play today as we close out the show. So if you're able to, if you're willing, you can pray us out, and then you can choose the last song of the day.
All right. God, thank you so much for today, for the opportunity to take another breath, another step, and be your hands and feet today, Lord. I pray for all the listeners. I pray for KS. I pray for all these amazing artists that are using the gifts that you've given them to build your kingdom. Lord, would you bless them abundantly today and this week ahead, Lord. And as we wrap up this show, may our conversation be music to your ears, Lord, and that you may get the glory in all that we said and all the music that we shared. And it's in your awesome name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And before we get out of here, we will be dismissed if we didn't end the show properly. Of course, Caleb is here to share his testimony because Jesus has saved his life. I'm here as a host because Jesus has saved my life. And for those who are on the outside of salvation, you don't know how important Jesus is until you have given him your hand and your heart. So you heard the testimony. We heard the music. But we would be remiss if we didn't offer Christ to you. And I know that I'm still an imperfect man. I know for a fact that I still struggle with some things. I'm still dealing with some things. But ultimately, I know that I am a changed man because of Christ. The blood that was shed for me on the cross over 2,000 years ago is the same blood that saved Caleb, and it's the same blood that can save you. So if you don't know Jesus today, I have a salvation clip for you because we don't know what the world is going to look like tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. We can be employed today. We can be unemployed tomorrow. We could go to sleep in our homes and wake up and it can be all burnt down to a crisp. So we got to be thankful for the things that we have, but we don't know what we have because we don't know who Jesus is. So take that into consideration. If he's knocking on the door of your heart today, after the music, after the testimony, after the laughs and the fellowship with Caleb, I'm hoping that you would consider his offer, consider his invitation. Without any further ado, here is Reborn with the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. With our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
To the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
See, that's what happens. That's what happens.
God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
All right, y'all, man. We back like we never left, and again and again. Jesus has made a difference in my life, and he can make a difference in your life as well. If only you will accept him, give him your heart and your hand, and I promise you he's going to come in and show you how to do things the proper way, God's way, and ultimately you will be in God's will, which is what you want to be in the first place. Kayla Williams is my guest on today. Kayla, before we let you go, how can people get a hold of you on social media again?
Yeah, so you could reach out to me via the station at Clear Hits Radio. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever, TikTok, if you want to follow us there, even though we're not that busy on there. We're still learning TikTok. But then also you can reach out to me personally at Caleb on Air One. Caleb on Air One. Yeah, I'd love to connect and get to know y'all more.
Amen. Well, Caleb, of course, we've already played the salvation clip. But for those who are interested in my partnerships, definitely check out the description with Eve's Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling. We played the ShalomChi.com clip as well. So definitely check out their websites and the links in the description, as well as the HubsforE.com link. And for those who are feeling generous in April or whenever you get some extra funds, you can send your donations through the Cash App, $ELISEO TORREZ. And you guys are going to go ahead and get up out of here. And Caleb is going to choose the last song of the day. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And, again, don't forget to open mic tonight in Cincinnati at 6 o'clock tonight. Shout out to the homie Big C for putting on this event. The address is 745 Derby Avenue. And our special guest is going to be none other than Tavy So Wavy. Definitely follow her on the gram because she will be performing and ministering two of her songs tonight live in Cincinnati. Caleb, man, I'm going to give you the floor to introduce this last song. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to announce this song. It is Gigi with Conglomerate featuring God Fearing and Christ Jr. here on KS Radio.
Amen, y'all, man. We'll see you guys next week with more interviews. Much love, peace. God bless. And don't forget to keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. Gigi, Conglomerate.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray the blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
I skate on my haters like hockey. Let's get it. I done had to bust through the mud. Ooh. Came from the street. word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's falls from. Yeah. We tryna build a conglomerate. Yeah. Got the rollie, don't care about what time it is. Yeah. We tryna light through the atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with Domino. I look at the word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's falls from. Yeah. Yeah. We tryna build a conglomerate. Yeah. Got the rollie, don't care about what time it is. Yeah. We tryna light through the atmosphere. Yeah.
Gang and we light it up. We got the sun sort of lighting us. Got all the money and got with us. Sleeping so good tonight. Cause the battle ain't mine, it's the his to fight. Yeah, no matter what come, we gon' be alright. Devil try me, strap on me, a sword fight. Yeah, yeah. G, that's who I'm rapping to be. I fell in love, he is a dub, can't nobody compete. And he walking like he talking, not that tune with defeat. Then he showed up, then he rose up, said the promise he keeps. Living water sipping, with my bros we dripping. I don't talk, I'm living, tables gon' be slipping. Devil said he tripping, cause the word is written. Nothing broke or missing, yeah, the weapon be spitting.
Where I wanna be, but I'm on the way. Y'all playing with the judge for the trial of wit. How you never wanna give, but you always take. Say you sharing with the fan, but you hid your play. Face, I'm chasing this Yahweh. Ain't no doing it my way. Don't be hearing what y'all say, cause I've been with them like all dirt. Them old names, that's old graves, that's old chains, that's old bays. His blood stains made red stains, turned old ways to oil stains. Kill the flesh and make room for the spirit. I love people, but it's God who I'm fearing. I wanna wake and see Jesus in the mirror. Went to the dock and I've never seen clear.
What?
I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with John. I look at the word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's fine.